As public safety agencies on the Central and South Coast struggle to get enough masks, one fire department in the region is dealing with the problem by making their own coverings. Some 20 Ventura County Fire Department firefighters are making masks. The department's wildland division is home-based for wildfire hand crews, bulldozer teams, and the aviation unit. The hand crews don't have to worry about their primary job right now, fighting wildfires with the rain that we're having.
In the off-season, during the winter times, we're actually doing sandbagging, and we're just a big workforce that we have here. And so we assist with any type of emergencies.
Battalion Chief Robert Chapanik runs the Oxnard facility. It includes some repair shops, including a sewing room.
We actually have a sew shop. We have a chainsaw shop. We have a sew shop. And we actually work on the packs that the firefighters have. So we purchase the packs. And as the wear and tear of, because they're the ones that are hiking up the hillsides. And so as they get wear and tear, we use the sewing machines to make repairs. And so once this kind of came out about the non-medical mask, it was like our idea is like, why don't we just start making them for our personnel and our civilian staff?
The sew shop is busy this morning with a half dozen firefighters making masks.
Our battalion chief had the idea of making these masks, and they asked me as the sew shop guy to come in and help teach how to sew so we could all get going. You can see here we've got five different machines running, producing the masks. We have a whole assembly line going. Everyone on the hand crew came in a couple days ago being very unfamiliar with the sew shop, and they've all stepped up and they've learned not just how to sew, but every different position in that assembly line. And so we've been rotating in and out.
Ventura County firefighter Kevin Ashley runs the sew shop.
The first step is cutting the fabric out of a template, and then it gets pinned together how we want it to be sewn. It gets sent to a machine to be sewn together, and the last step is sewing these elastic straps that'll wrap around your ear.
The firefighters have made about 500 of the reusable, washable cloth masks. As they've learned how to make them, production is ramped up to around 80 to 100 a day.
Most of these guys sew packs. They're not used to making masks. And it took us a little bit to kind of get our groove, but I think we've got a good product now. And it's actually like an assembly line. You know, each person has a job.
Ventura County Fire Department Battalion Chief Robert Chapanik says it took them some experimentation to come up with the design. They went through seven prototypes before settling on the one they're now mass producing.
The masks are non-medical masks that we're going to be providing to the firefighters and our staff that they can be wearing, like if they're going to the store or anywhere in the public. The main reason that we're doing this so we can keep the medical mask for just medical calls. So these ones are non-medical. So like I say, if we're just going to the grocery store or we're out in the public, anytime the firefighters or our staff want to wear a mask, we made them and provide them.
Firefighter Kevin Ashley says it's an unusual project, but thinks it's great they can use some of their skills to help solve the mask problem.
I think we're all here because we have the desire to help others and to make a difference, and so this is just one of the things that we've been able to do.
The goal is to produce about 1,000 of the masks, so everyone in the department will have two, one to wear and one that can be in the wash. In Oxnard, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.